Where?
Same formation. It's a handoff to Ethan Lemke again.
Same play.
And he gets about out for about 5 yards. Very close to that first down marker. Looks like the forward progress has amounted to the 40-yard line, which would be a first down by a yard. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman, linebacker, 6-foot, 170-pound junior. First and 10 for the LB Bearcats at their own 40-yard line, trailing by just 6 points, 3:06 left in the third.
And they run the same play, and don't be surprised. That's the way the Bearcats do it. If you can't stop it, they will keep running it until you do. Ethan Lemke on the left side of the line, over the left shoulder of the quarterback Sweeney, coming left to right on those plays, and he's able to get just inside of Evan Smiglinski and get upfield for back-to-back gains to help the Bearcats get a first down.
T formation. Casey Sweeney, keeper for himself around the right side, tries to get Sauer, but he's going laterally, and there is Nathan Seaman to stop him for very little, if at all, gain at about the 40-and-a-half-yard line, and they're going to mark him down actually right at the 40. So no gain in that play for Casey Sweeney, second down and 10 from the 40.
And Evan Smiglinski did a good job initially of maintaining his spot on the defensive line and forcing Casey Sweeney to go straight to the sideline. And by him doing that, that allows Nathan Seaman and Mason Yon to come up from their positions and make initial contact at the line of scrimmage. And there is no yards to gain after contact. Nice job over here on the sideline by Nathan Seaman.
2 minutes and some change, and we have a false start called on Ubley Bearcats here. That'll be the first of their night. It was the right tight end. That was number 30. That was Carson Hileski, who jumped leaned forward a little bit too much. And this will push Ubley back to their own 35-yard line. Now a second down and 15 from the 35-yard line. Left to right across the radio.
Is the crowd that much into this game or what? It's so uncharacteristic of both of these teams to make these kinds of mistakes at this point in the season.
The stakes are high, though.
Oh, they sure are. That's for sure. And, some happy feet there. That's going to cost them 5 yards. Now second and 15 for the Bearcat offense.
Less than two to play in the third quarter. Handoff to Shane Ozentoski. Blasts through that line, but gets it back to the original line of scrimmage. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling, linebacking core for Harbor Beach. A gain of 5 for Ozentoski. Third down and 10. From the Ubley Bearcats at their own 40-yard line, trailing by 6 points.
Ethan Hessling, that's his fifth tackle of the game. He's second on the team defense for Harbor Beach, and that's a pretty nice stop. Shane Ozentoski had clearly gotten through that line of scrimmage, and Hessling's able to haul him down with a shoestring tackle after a 5-yard gain. So that puts the Bearcats in an interesting situation. They're on their own 40 with 10 yards to go, and they're going to spread it out with Casey Sweeney and Spicer in the backfield. Two receivers left and one to the right.
Rolling to his right, looking to pass. Now he has to scramble a little bit, throws this downfield, and it's batted down by Devin Puff. Pass was intended for number 32, Tyler Jones, senior tight end, incomplete, and now Ubley facing a 4th and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Do you go for it? There's still 13 minutes left in regulation, or do you punt it away?
Your defense has only given up 2 touchdown drives on very, very short fields. If I'm the Bearcats, 10 yards is a lot to ask for my offense. I think I punt it away in this situation. I don't want to give Harbor Beach a third short field in case
very
I don't
true.
Get it. Punt it away, trust your defense. But did you see, you guys watch Evan Smiglinski here blow through that double team and force Casey Sweeney to throw that ball into tight coverage? That's the type of effort they're asking out of Evan Smiglinski, their big defensive lineman.
And Casey Sweeney gets the punt off. He comes into the 25-yard line. Mason Yon has to muffs it, and he has to jump back to the 20-yard line to bring that one in. And they're going to, Harbor Beach will have an 80-yard field to work with as Mason Yon evades disaster there for the Pirates with 57 seconds left in the third quarter.
And that's what happens when you take your eye off the ball and start to look ahead to see where those special teamers are. The Bearcats takes his eye off it just a little bit, deflects off his shoulder pad, but he's able to corral the football, cover it up, and avoid disaster for the Pirates. Nonetheless, the special teams of the Bearcats does its job. Now the defense for the Bearcats is going to come on the field and see if they can force a quick 3-and-out and get their offense back on the field.
Marching right to left across your radio for the next 57 seconds are the Harbor Beach Pirates leading 12-6 over the Ubley Bearcats in the Division 8 District Championship. Anderson is under center, hands it off to his second option to Devin Puff. Breaks free out of that initial tackle, but gets barely anywhere beyond that, out to about the 24-yard line. Tackle made by number 57, Adam Weber, on that front line for the Ubley Bearcats. Believe it or not, somehow a 4, maybe 5-yard gain according to the spot. Second down and six.
Yeah, they're going to give him a good 4 yards on that play, and that shows the toughness and the ability to refusal to go down and get that extra yard for Devin Puff, and that's kind of his reputation, what he's known for. But the Pirates going to stay in the wing tee as we go down to 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pirates right now going right to left across your radio.
More than likely the last play of this quarter. 12-6, Hammer Beach leading. And off to number 42, Ethan Hessing breaks free right through. He's into the 45 to midfield. No one in front of him. Down to the 35, to the 30, to the 25, down to the 15, and finally forced out of bounds by Casey Sweeney at the 15-yard line. A huge run that started at the 24-yard line inside Harbor Beach territory at 26 yards to midfield. Tack on another huge run for Ethan Hessing, the first of the night for him, and that's how we'll end the third quarter.
Wow, what a run by Ethan Hessling. He actually got behind everybody. Casey Sweeney had to chase him down from behind to push him out of bounds. 63 yards on the play,
yards,
give or take.
Yeah.
Pretty close. 60-some yards for Ethan Hessling. And Harbor Beach's play there, that is by far the longest play of the game for the Pirates. I don't know if they got more than 9 yards on the ground on any carry before that. Oh, Michael Anderson had a big one on the ground. Other than that, no big plays for Harbor Beach. Finally, they get one at the end of the third quarter.
Now, Dave Hampson, did you notice at the line, Michael Anderson started barking. One, he was under center, saw something in that defense and handed it off to Ethan Hessling, and that's how that play broke.
When you're a quarterback in this area, typically you are asked to do what your coach says. But in this situation, when your quarterback is able to run the spread offense, he's able to throw the football, they give him the option of making changes at the line of scrimmage. As long as he can relay that message to the rest of his team and everybody run the play the same, they saw something that he liked, they gave it to Ethan Hessling, and as soon as he squeezed through that defensive line, everybody thought one of the Devons was getting the football. I did myself. I thought Devin Finkel had it. And when I turn around, here's Ethan Hessling running right at me, and he's got nothing but open space in front of him. Great play there by the Pirates. Disaster for the Bearcats now as their backs are against the wall.
Now into the fourth quarter, rain starts to just gently fade onto this field tonight as we've had a lot of moisture in the area so far. This is really the first rain that Harbor Beach has seen all day. It rained in Pigeon, it rained in Bad Axe, it rained in Verona. Somehow, sunshine in Harbor Beach. 12 minutes are on the clock left in this district championship, a battle of the backyard brawl, and it's been exactly that as we now enter the final quarter. Harbor Beach leading 12-6 at the ugly 13-yard line. First and 10, handoff to Devin Puff, breaks free of his first, dives out to about the 11-yard line for a 2-yard gain. Tackle made by Tyler Jones, a senior line defenseman for ugly. Second down and 8 from the 11.
This Bearcat defense has played a very good game tonight outside of allowing Ethan Hessling to blow him up there for a big play, but they've really taken the Devons completely out of this game. They combined 15 carries for 50 yards of offense. That is very uncharacteristic of them. But fortunately for Harbor Beach, Ethan Hessling stepped up. Evan Smiglinski blocks a punt. They forced a turnover with a fumble recovery, and they found other ways to have the lead in this game and a chance to go up two scores here as they're driving deep into Bearcat territory.
Quarterback keeper Anderson going around the left side, and he gets absolutely nowhere as number 60 for the LB Bearcats. That would be Logan Holbert, gets into the backfield and brings down Anderson for a 3-yard loss, a tangle for a loss. Third down and 11 for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Michael Anderson's got to slow the game down a little bit, let the game come to him. He's got to be able to read that defensive end. He's reading Logan Holbert. That time the play was to hand it off to your running back because that defensive lineman was keying on you. And when he doesn't hand it off, that defensive lineman, who's Logan Holbert, gets a free shot at the quarterback, and that's going to go for a loss. Logan Holbert, Clark, quietly having a really nice game. He's got 7 tackles and 2 of them for loss.
Harbor Beach facing a 3rd and 11 from the 14-yard line of Ubley. Straight T formation. Anderson hands it off to his third option. That'd be Devin Puff. He breaks out for about 5 yards. Out to about the 8-yard line. Tackle made by Colton Rosenthal of the Ubley line. And it's a gain of 5. 4th down and 5 for the Harbor Beach Pirates at the probably 8-yard line. Critical play here for both sides.
Absolutely. This is it's a much bigger play for the Bearcat defense,
the
in my
game.
Opinion. I mean, if you go down 2 scores, it's a very uncomfortable situation for a wing tee offense. But the Pirates on 3rd down get exactly what they needed. They needed 11 yards for a 1st down. They get 6 on 3rd down. That makes 4th down Fourth and five, very manageable. I expect them to spread it out, but they are not. They're going to stay under center here, so I'm looking for play action here out of the wing tee.
On a fourth down and five, quarterback rolling to his right, and he's brought down in the backfield for a loss of a yard as big man 57 for the Ubley Bearcats, Adam Weber, stops him, and Ubley comes up on a huge fourth down stop deep in their own territory. Back ball back.